From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Once again, we count it a privilege to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues a message entitled, Be in Time, part of this series of studies in the book of Joshua. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. First, we invite you to enjoy this devotional thought taken from Faith's Checkbook, by C.H. Spurgeon. Today's devotional is entitled, Lead the Way. The text is Deuteronomy 28, verse 13. The Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. If we obey the Lord, He will compel our adversaries to see that His blessing rests upon us. Though this be a promise of the law, yet it stands good to the people of God, for Jesus has removed the curse, but He has established the blessing. It is for saints to lead the way among men by holy influence. They are not to be the tail, to be dragged hither and thither by others. We must not yield to the spirit of the age, but compel the age to do homage to Christ. If the Lord be with us, we shall not crave toleration for religion, but we shall seek to seat it on the throne of society. Has not the Lord Jesus made His people priests? Surely they are to teach, and must not be learning from the philosophies of unbelievers. Are we not in Christ made kings to reign upon the earth? How then can we be the servants of custom, the slaves of human opinion? Have you, dear friend, taken up your true position for Jesus? Too many are silent because diffident, if not cowardly. Should we allow the name of the Lord Jesus to be kept in the background? Should our religion drag along as a tail? Should it not rather lead the way and be the ruling force with ourselves and others?
Worship you today.
How often have you passed a church that displayed a sign which read revival during a given set of dates? Yet how many Christians in this age of megachurches and seeker-sensitive religion have the faintest idea of what constitutes revival in the scriptural sense? Down through the centuries there have been remarkable visitations of God during which thousands were gloriously saved. Times such as the Protestant Reformation, the revivals in England under John Wesley and George Whitefield, the Great Awakening in America associated with Jonathan Edwards, were times of genuine spiritual revival. The common factor in all of these events was an undeniable demonstration of the power of God rather than the ingenuity of man. In the early 1950s, such a revival occurred on the Isle of Lewis, one of the Hebrides off the west coast of Scotland. In the course of several years, hundreds of people were converted to Christ, and many churches were built to take care of them. Again, the Holy Spirit of God came down in power. The preacher during those days was the Reverend Duncan Campbell. Yet what took place on Lewis was not due to his pulpit skills, but to the overwhelming moving of God among the people. Strong men, hardened sinners who mocked the preacher, were suddenly struck to their knees by the roadside under conviction of sin. Young people in a local dance hall left their frivolity and ran to the churches, crying for mercy upon their souls. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to make available CD copies of what happened during those revival times on the Isle of Lewis, including Duncan Campbell's own account of that, as well as personal testimonies of people who came to salvation in Jesus Christ during those revival times. To obtain your own copies of what happened at that time, just request the CDs of the Revival on the Isle of Lewis. You may call us at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or if you wish, you may write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You will be blessed greatly as you listen to these accounts of the power of God at work. For this message, Dr. Cairns has returned to Joshua chapter 13 and verse 1, where the Lord had declared that Joshua was old and stricken in years, yet there remained very much land to be possessed. Joshua had been chosen by God to succeed Moses as the leader of the children of Israel in the task of conquering the land of Canaan. He had been faithful in carrying out this task, but now his life was coming to an end. In making a spiritual application of this passage, Dr. Cairns is giving the sober reminder that time is running out for every person now living. For the unsaved, this means that their time to come to Christ is rapidly slipping away. The Bible says, "Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." Before a person can do anything for Christ, one must first have a saving relationship with Him. Then those who are saved are exhorted to serve the Lord now, where death spells the end of opportunity to do anything for God in this world. In the light of these truths, how important it is for believers of every age and station in life to determine that they are going to set out to serve the Lord today. Now to continue this message, Be in Time, here is Dr. Cairns.
The person who will not come to Christ will be lost. But the person who will have Christ has the command of Scripture to come and take Him. And He'll not turn you away. We must be saved. The only alternative to being saved is to be lost. The only alternative to heaven is hell. The only alternative to receiving Christ is to be rejected by Christ, now and forever. Yet there are people all across this nation, there are people in this very meeting, you've grown up with the knowledge of the gospel. You've heard its gracious invitation again and again and again. You've been brought face to face with what shall I do then with Jesus, which is called the Christ? Your time is short. You have left undone the greatest matter in your life. You've left neglected the most important consideration. How shall you escape if you neglect so great salvation? You see what it is to stand before God? Yes, I heard the gospel. Yes, I had people plead with me to come to Christ. Yes, there were times when my conscience was stirred and my heart was moved. Yes, there are times when I was on the verge of seeking for grace. But I loved my sin. I loved my sinful companions. I feared the wrath of men or whatever reason. Here I stand before God, having neglected to come to Christ. My friend, I tell you today, it is a tragedy beyond anything else in the world to have the gospel presented, to see your time run out while you are still neglecting. Of all the cases that I or any other preacher has ever been called to deal with, I think those are the saddest. My mind goes back over many years of witnessing and preaching. And today I have in my mind pictures of people whose time was running out. No matter what I would say, no matter what anyone else would say, they continued to neglect the gospel and their soul until they were launched out into eternity, still unsaved, still unprepared. Of course, I have to be honest and say that sinners are not the only people who are leaving undone things that need to be done. There are Christians whose life is running out. They have had vows of consecration, promises of service that they have made to God, covenants into which they have entered with their Maker. They have often taken the words of the old hymn and they have lifted it up to God as their consecration. Take my life and let it be consecrated unto Thee. Somehow they have become derailed as to that purpose. They have had their time taken up with business. They have had their time taken up perhaps with pleasure. But the vows of consecration have gone unfulfilled. Your time is short. And if ever you're to do anything for your Savior, you'll have to do it quickly. Today you sit in God's presence, field to fulfill your vow. You've realized many years ago, I need to be a witness, make it my life's work to reach souls for Jesus Christ. Some of you have been here in the faith. Maybe you're saved 5 years now. Maybe 10 years. Maybe 20 years. Have you ever sought to point one soul to Christ? Have you ever really given yourself seriously to that work? Many years ago you professed to be of surpassing importance. Somehow or other it's not as important as the dollar. Or it's not as important as the ball game. Or it's not as important as whatever your little hobby seems to be for the moment. Time short. Yet the great issues that you set your sights upon as a Christian years ago have been left neglected. I'm tempted to put those two categories together. From a human perspective, ask the question, is it any wonder that sinners neglect the salvation of their souls? And Christians neglect sinners' salvation so cruelly. There are people here, perhaps in the very last stages of life. Remember what I said. How much time have we? How long have I to live? A lot less time than I think. This last year, my younger brother stood at the graveside of an old family friend. He was 51 years old. Someone ribbed him about his age, and he said, I have nothing to worry about. My parents lived long. I have 30 years to go. 2 weeks from that day, I stood at his grave. People who have urgent things to do, the work, above all work of believing on Jesus Christ and then getting others to believe on Jesus Christ. Letting it go. Can I say to you today that death spells the end of opportunity to do anything that we should have done on this earth? That was the message to Joshua. That's the meaning of Solomon's words in Ecclesiastes 9 and verse 10. Solomon is not saying that in the grave. There is no life. Beyond the death, there is no life. There is no conscious existence. Solomon is saying that when you go to your grave, as far as life under the sun is concerned, as far as what you should be doing in this world is concerned, there's no more work. There's no more device. There's no knowledge. There's no wisdom. There's nothing. In the grave, once you've passed over the border of death, there's nothing more for you to do in this world. He is not saying that over there you will not recognize what you should have done. The scriptures are very clear. You will recognize what you should have done, but you'll have no opportunity to do it. There are some foolish people who preach what the Mormons ludicrously call the gospel of the second chance. What arrogance for wicked men and women who have had hundreds of opportunities to close in with Christ, then say, I'm going to live without Him and die without Him, and God will give me a second chance in eternity. It's not the gospel. I'm here to tell you today that the only opportunity you will ever have to repent and believe the gospel is in this life. And when you die without Christ, you will be damned without Christ and beyond hope. Whatsoever your hand finds to do, therefore. What is it that God lays to your hand as the most important thing in this world? It is to flee from wrath to come. Not amble. Flee from wrath to come. It's the most important thing. Do it then. Give all your attention to it. Do not be diverted from it. Don't let anything else come in and take your mind for a second onto anything else. This is the vital thing. Death will take that opportunity from you forever. How good is our God? Every time I read the fourth chapter of the book of Genesis, I marvel at the kindness of God. He's standing with Cain, a reprobate, wretched, wicked sinner. And he gives him the opportunity to repent. He points it out very clearly to him. Cain, there's the way. If you'll take it, you'll be received. I want to tell you, that's the mercy that God shows to every other Cain. But you could waste that opportunity. Life at best is very brief. Just like the falling of a leaf or the binding of a sheaf, be in time. Because death is coming. And as soon as it cuts you off, it finishes your opportunity forever to be saved.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We are here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.